Blog Talk Radio.
It is listening slow. Hello, everyone. Welcome to WFSO's Van View. Sorry we're a little bit late on this. Having internet issues, so I'm trying to do this by phone. And that's having a little bit slow difficulty, so I don't know if everybody on, but I know Mark isn't here with us today, but is everybody else on? Okay, hold on. Let me try to get this in order. Okay, there's... Okay, there's one, and let me try to see if I can get this other one to work. Okay, just hold on.
He's on. Or he's on, but maybe we can't hear him.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the... other thing that works is just working a little bit slow.
You need Spectrum.
No, not Spectrum. Like, my AT&T internet got cut off because somebody was messing with the wires. So they ain't going to be here until the end of the week to get that fixed. And I'm doing this by phone. And the phone I have is a little bit slow. So just,
Skyler, can you hear us? Oh, yeah. I don't think he's connected.
I don't think he can hear us. I'm just trying to get this thing
he's
in.
He's talking, he says.
The Power Four are going live TV and live radio. See what is going on. Okay, let me try to restart and we can do it that way. Just hold on there, we'll try to get it fixed.
Yeah, Mark's schedule got changed, so we are short one co-host. Well, down two now, but.
Okay, and let's see if it works now.
Hello?
Oh, there we go. We got it.
Skyler, are you
like
here?
You can hear me?
Yes, we can
hear
you now.
Yeah, we
can hear
you.
Okay, yay, we're all here now.
Yeah, we're all here.
Let the
show begin. All right, let's see. I didn't get much of Monday Night Raw now. I only seen, like, some of it. So probably going to need somebody to talk about that segment of Raw. So
we could actually
talk about
news first since we were talking about news. There's a lot of news. I found a lot of news.
I think we're going to save the news for, like, after all this stuff and just get the Raw and SmackDown stuff out the way first.
Okay, that's fine. Let's go to Raw.
So, only wrote down five, but I know there was more matches than that. I think it was just the Powerful World of Hulu. So we only saw, like, five matches, and I know it was more than that, so...
Yeah, I think I got
anybody
a few alerts. I didn't write anything down either, but I got a few.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, let's see what you got. I got... Oh, hold on. Sorry, this is on my phone. Well, this is not in order, but this is all I have. There was a match when Bayley and Sasha teamed up Monday night, after the match, Kurt Angle ordered Bayley to attend counseling next Monday. Otherwise, she will be fired. He, like, threatened her. I'm like, really? Bayley went off on Sasha. I thought it was good. I was happy that happened, actually. It was pretty good. Bronze, huh?
On that part, are you thinking that, because a lot of people just thinking that she just turned heel, just suddenly just attacking her, and I don't know if they know how WWE plays it out. I think they, because it's like Randy Orton can attack anybody, and he's still like a face, so.
Mm-hmm. With Bayley, I don't know. I think it's just all the animosity. Even on Twitter, they were having back and forth issues for a while now, and I think everything just built up, and she just had to let loose. I don't know if this is a real life issue. I don't know if they don't get along in real life either, because I know Sasha loves the whole grudges too. So, but yeah, I'm glad Bayley took her out or whatever.
Okay,
Skylar,
What do I think?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just basically WWE just giving the people what they wanted to see. It wasn't anything special to me. Just the same old, same old.
Oh, boy. We got Mr. Boohoo over here. Well, we need an opinion like that, though.
Not Boohoo. It's just, I mean, WWE doesn't know what I'm. What's a nice way of putting it? WWE doesn't really know what to do with their women's division. It's the same people getting the same TV time over and over. So it's kind of boring.
I would have to agree with you on that. However, I thought Raw was good. I mean, SmackDown was good too. I thought they both put on a great show, but with the whole women's division, yeah, I think they need more people, just like their tag team division's hurting.
No. They do not need more people.
I disagree. It's hurting.
They have like 20 women. They just don't use them. Dana Brooke, is never on TV. Then they made her a manager, and, she had a good thing going in NXT for a while. They don't use her. Natalya is, shoved down people's throats. No one even cares about Natalya. In the, I would say, 10-plus years that she's been there, she's kind of pointless. Sasha and Bayley have been wrestling each other.
But before you go on, she did win her match against Alexa Bliss on this past Monday.
Yeah, exactly. Being shoved down our throats. No one cares that she, not to be mean, but no one cares that she exists. She runs around, saying the Bret Hart sayings, those same exact mottos were used in the 90s. She could make up something herself, but instead, she doesn't even acknowledge that her dad is Jim the Anvil Neidhart. She always goes, "Oh, my Uncle Bret." That's such garbage. It's been a waste of time for the last 10 years. We know she's, a Hart. It's overplayed and annoyed. Annoying. Let's see. Sasha and Bayley have been wrestling each other nonstop for the last year? We've been waiting for one of them to turn on the other for probably a year now, and it's about time this happened. This is getting kind of boring. I know you guys were saying this before, Alexa keeps getting the title. Well, Alexa's the only entertaining thing on the show. Nia Jax is just Nia Jax. She's basically the same old, same old. It's kind of fun that they're, putting Rousey in there, but now she's gone for, 30 days, so that's back to the same old, same old. It's boring. It's the same women doing the same stuff over and over and over They have so many women that they could do something different, but they refuse. They literally moved Alexa from one show to SmackDown where she became the champ. Then they moved her back to Raw and she became the champ again. Same thing with Charlotte. They moved her from Raw where she was the champ to SmackDown where she became the champ. What's the point? that's so dumb. Yeah,
I can see it where you're doing it from the wrestling point of view because, you're a wrestler and you kind of what should happen and all that.
I'm,
but I guess
no,
with me
I'm,
and AJ
talking,
from the...
I'm talking completely fan point of view. Why would you want to see the same two people wrestle each other over and over and over again? And then it's like, Charlotte's literally been on top of the wrestling, women's wrestling world the entire time she's been there. Like, she even stopped the Asuka streak, which was like, whoa, okay, cool. What happened? Asuka didn't even get a shot back at her to even, like, one make it a 1-1 draw. Like, no, instead they did the whole, you know, Carmella thing, and now, like, at least SmackDown has some sort of entertainment. Like, Lana and Naomi doing their dance battle is something different because we've never seen those two wrestle each other. Carmella and Asuka is something totally different because we've never seen them wrestle each other. Like, it's a whole bunch of different things happening on SmackDown compared to Raw's women division, where it's just Sasha versus Bayley and Alexa is champ. It's the same thing that we've seen last year.
I would have to say creative development on Raw has run of ideas, or they just decide to run with it. I've said plenty of times that they should get fans' point of view and say, hey, what would the fans like to see, and give them some ideas, and maybe creative development would run a little bit smoother. But I don't know. I guess I enjoyed Raw, but I can see from your point of view too, like, who wants to see the same thing over and over again, especially when they're going to come here in November. We're looking forward to seeing them in the new Milwaukee Bucks arena, and then all of a sudden, like, this could be the same darn thing, same storyline over and over again. Like, yeah, we see it on TV. We kind of don't want to see it. And, you know, with you talking about Alexa Bliss and Charlotte, yeah, some people deserve to be on SmackDown and stay there, and some people deserve to be on Raw. So it's, like, really hard to say who's where, but Charlotte does deserve to stay on SmackDown. Alexa should stay on Raw, too. Hopefully they don't swap them out again and do the same old routine.
The one big thing I've taken away from just, like, a couple of things that I've picked up on is the ratings for Raw were down big this week. Like, they dropped significantly, and it's probably because you're literally seeing the same stuff over and over. Like, to me, they have such a stacked women's division that they could go in any direction. But, like, and I understand the whole, get the fans' perspective, but the fans love Alexa Bliss. They love her, like, nonstop. Like, she could come out there and be like, I hate all of you, and they'll all cheer. Like, this past week, she did a little promo with Mickie James. There's another person, Mickie James. She doesn't even wrestle. She comes out, and she's Alexa's lackey. And it's like, Alexa comes out there, she gets cheered because she's the champ. Oh, she downs Nia Jax, the bully, she gets cheered. She talks about Ronda Rousey, she gets cheered. She, like, cheats, she gets cheered. So, like, the fans would probably be like, oh, yeah, we want Alexa to be champ. So I don't even think the fans' perspective is a good idea, because basically WWE is giving the fans what they want, but fans aren't watching because they already know what they want, and that's what they're getting. So I don't know. It's kind of a backwards thing with WWE, especially Raw. Raw is really, really predictable.
I think the thing is like, they listen to their fans, but it's like, when the fans kind of get it, then they come to a point that they always get, like, sick and tired of it, which is, like, just blows my mind when some of these fans just, like, they get what they want, then they're, oh, we want something else now, and they just change a whole different tune, which is just crazy, kind of stupid at the same time, and just like, really, y'all got what y'all want. Like, whatever. And I'm just that traditional fan that, you know, cheer the faces, boo the heels, because that's their job. And that's my job as a fan, just to, you know, let them know that, oh, you did this. Boo. Oh, you did this. Yay. But as for the women, I guess I'm just saying that, like I said, with the Money in the Bank thing, someone new should have won that one, and they could have, like, did something, you know, mess around with, like, more of the women had them, like, do something or just, like, have them, like, in a segment or... But I do agree y'all saying with the same old, same olds, just like holding spotlight where it could be shared with like others as well. But then again, that's Vince McMahon for you. But
like going on to that, by the way, kind of piggybacking off of that, totally to use it as a transition. One thing that did surprise me on Raw, the Revival went against Lashley and Roman Reigns.
Right.
And what blew my mind, Roman Reigns got pinned in the middle of the ring. Like, no cheating or no craziness. He just got pinned. And I was like, this might be, like, the turning point for the WWE where Roman Reigns is not invincible.
Yeah, I was shocked on that, too. I was shocked that they let the Revival win. But you were just talking about how to do, the whole rematch thing. Well, they did the rematch on this, and now it's tied 1-1 where Lashley and Reigns beat them the first time, and then the Revival beat them back. So I'm thinking we're going to see this again, but I don't foresee Roman Reigns and Lashley getting along anymore anytime soon. I think that's going to be a match down the line.
Well, they already got a 1-on-1 match and a string rules, so.
Yeah. Right. Forgot about that.
So that will be. Yeah, so probably something I want to get into about that situation later. Let's see. We have Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens win by countout against Finn Balor and Baron Corbin in the rematch for the Intercontinental Championship with Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler, with Seth Rollins winning, but in disqualification matter. So those are the five matches I got down.
That's all I got.
Was it like Drew McIntyre was interfering in that match or something like that?
Yeah, he was. Big time.
The match was great, but, like, again, I think I said it a couple weeks ago, like, Dolph Ziggler is pointless.
Pointless.
His matches are phenomenal, but there's something about him that does not say, like, anything important.
I'm not wild by him either. I'm not a Ziggler fan. I never have been.
Yeah, oh, I thought you were.
No. Mm-mm. No, I have a friend who loves Dolph Ziggler. I'm just, no. I don't know, like Skylar said, there's just something about him that it's like, doesn't scream, wow. It's like, okay, you did this. You can't do it by yourself. I don't know. You know you would lose. That's it for me.
I get that point. Not even that.
I mean, just like he's like base filler.
I agree too.
His matches are great. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, he's had some pretty good matches in his day. But then it's like, yeah, I don't see him. I don't see him wrestling Roman Reigns. I don't see him wrestling Brock Lesnar or Braun Strowman or, you know, anyone important. Like, he's just there to fill some time.
Are you saying Seth Rollins isn't important?
Right now, to be honest, no. He's also like he's a very popular time filler. Finn Balor, again, another one. Very popular time filler. People love those guys, but they're not doing anything. They're just kind of there.
Yeah, I
have to
I
disagree about Seth Rollins. I think he's a great athlete in the ring. I see the whole point about the filling thing, but it's because of the challenge. Because of the challenger. Look at they put him against Dolph Ziggler because of the belt. I mean,
yeah, I'm not saying he's not great. I'm not saying that, but like, okay, he's doing like these open challenge things, right? Didn't John Cena review that? And John Cena kind of made people look awesome with those. Like, the only person that looks awesome in a Seth Rollins match is Seth Rollins. Like, he's the full show in his match. Like, if you remember back to the John Cena thing, John Cena brought up Sami Zayn. Their match was amazing. Kevin Owens came up and actually beat John Cena. That match was awesome. Like, I mean, Seth Rollins is, he's great. Don't get me wrong. He's great. But, like, he is Seth Rollins, like, or Seth freaking Rollins. Like, the people he wrestles, I couldn't even tell you who he's defended the title against, because probably no one cares. Like, besides this Dolph Ziggler thing, because it's different, but, yeah.
It was probably against people that, well, I think, I mean, Kurt Hawkins was one of them, and yeah, again, like you say, we didn't care about that. So it's really hard to remember, but. Mm-hmm. There's a couple
just
fillers in that show last week.
Yeah. Like, Seth Rollins is, he's kind of in this, like, since he's not, like, in the heavyweight title picture anymore, he's kind of just a mid-card guy now.
I think
people are getting bored.
No, go ahead.
You go ahead. I already said, I think that they just was saying, I think just people are getting bored, as we stated, you know, seeing the same thing or seeing whatever, and, you know, they build up these superstars so fast, and then all of a sudden, you know, then they go ahead and lose, and then it's like all the way from the top, and then you go all the way to the bottom, and then it's like, oh, we lost our adrenaline. We lost our mojo to go any further. WWE is like, okay, you lost. You got to start over. However that works. I don't know, but, yeah, it's kind of hard to say what they're going to do with Raw.
I guess I see what y'all are saying. By part of it is their fault for, like, building some of these stars too fast. But it's some of the fans' fault, too, because, like, they always wanted new stars, and when you get them, they either you're going to turn on them or – you just ain't going to give a crap about them.
It's not about turning on a star. Like, okay, apparently I guess I'm a plus on SmackDown, but, like, Daniel Bryan, right? Daniel Bryan has been, you know, shoved down people's throats many a time. I get that, but people love Daniel Bryan. But they're doing different stuff with Daniel Bryan. Like, he wrestled Taz a couple times. Now they brought back Team Hell No, and, like, that was a big surprise. It was like, oh, hey, look at that. That's different.
Yeah,
or
that was,
like,
awesome. That was fun.
The Miz in the last year. Think about him. Like, The Miz went from a guy that nobody was paying attention to. All of a sudden, he was the most entertaining guy on Raw. Then all of a sudden, they put him with the Kurt Hawk, or not Kurt Hawkins, Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas, that was completely out of the blue. And now you have these guys being entertaining because, you know, they're coming out there in these weird-looking suit coats and all this stuff, and now they're an entertaining tag team. Like, The Miz evolved himself and made himself a little different. And then even having Maryse come back with him for a while, that was different. Like, certain guys can be shoved down your throat as much as you can, but they evolve and they make stuff different. But, like, then there's certain guys like Roman Reigns or Braun Strowman or Dolph Ziggler where it's like they're the exact same guy wrestling the exact same people for, like, a year or two, and you kind of have to sit there and go, okay, I've seen this Roman Reigns wrestle this Brock Lesnar 5 times in a row. I don't want to see that again. But if The Miz wrestled, you know, Seth Rollins last year and then he wrestled Seth Rollins again this year, it would be a completely different Miz. It's not the same character of the Miz. The Miz has evolved himself to where last year he would have to use Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel. This year he's completely different. Now he's going to cheat in a different way, or he might say something different on the microphone. Like, that's the type of thing where, I mean, like, WWE can just do that, just evolve in themselves.
We have to go back to the B-team thing. One of the matches that we did not mention was the B-team did beat Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. It was fun. It was actually a good match.
I think it was a non-title match.
Yes. But they did beat them. And it was just, they had good sportsmanship. He's like, that match was wonderful. Yeah, it was good. I was like, oh, your brother beat your butt. Shocking.
Yeah, I guess that will be a little bit of a twist that they did on Raw this week. So that was a good thing. I don't know if there was one more match or anything like that or
I don't have any alerts. I mean, just the ones that we talked about, I didn't take any notes. I could remember them.
I don't think there was any more matches.
No.
Oh, wow. So they only had six this past week. So, okay,
yeah,
moving on.
One more thing about Raw. They did announce that the multi-man match at Extreme Rules was canceled due to a snake and Brock Lesnar's contract negotiations. Of course, Roman Reigns had something to say about that. I mean, Brock Lesnar's hardly ever there. I don't know why WWE is kind of like having him be a champion when he can't even show up half the time. And then the rumor is he's not even going to be available for Extreme Rules.
Yeah, I doubt he'd be there for Extreme Rules. But we might as well just talk about this Brock Lesnar thing right now that they're saying that he won't appear at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
But do you guys believe that, or y'all think it's just a work for WWE? I'll let Carrie go first.
I don't know what to believe because Lesnar has pulled some stuff. Because I mean, there could be other things in his contract too. I mean, we don't know what goes behind the contract scene, but there could be some stipulation where he only shows up this and that. So he could be very minimal part-time, but he has to be the champion. It's really hard to say what's going on with that, but I think it's just a poll, in my opinion. I think he could make it to SummerSlam, or maybe he will show up unannounced, or maybe they're doing some kind of a twist to surprise us finally.
Skyler, your turn.
Guess what, guys? This happened last year. The exact same story. Oh, he might not show up for SummerSlam because he's going to fight at, I think it was UFC 200. The exact same thing happened last year. So, like, again, Raw just doing the exact same stuff they've already done. And guess who he's supposed to wrestle again? Roman Reigns. Oh, my goodness. Didn't we see that already? Like,
wait, hold on. Not to cut you off, but he did a couple of summer matches last year. He fought against Samoa Joe, then he fought against Braun Strowman. Then SummerSlam, he fought like he had the Fatal 4-Way match. So he had a busy summer last year.
No, I know that. But what I'm saying is last year they came up with the same exact thing. You remember when they were like, oh, he is going to UFC, so everyone thought he was going to drop the title. So they're like, oh, yeah, he's fighting at UFC, and he'll probably stay there. No, he had one fight, and he was right back to WWE. And literally they're doing the exact same thing now where they're like, oh, we don't know if he's going to show up because he wants to go back and fight in the UFC. Like, first off, like, I don't think Brock Lesnar wants to be a full-time fighter. He wants to do super matches. And the only match that's being talked about is him against Jon Jones, which Jon Jones would have to pass the USDA, I believe, drug test of some sort, which is exactly what Brock Lesnar would have to do. So if he does pass that test, he wouldn't be able to fight right away anyway. Or the other fight is Cormier and I can't pronounce the heavyweight champion in UFC's name, but those two guys are going to fight, and Lesnar would only fight the winner of that. So, like, that guy wouldn't be ready for a couple months down the road anyway. So even if Lesnar was going back to the UFC, it wouldn't be until fall at the earliest. So, again, it's the exact same story as last year. And it's just Raw doing the same stuff again and again.
I guess my opinion, of course, is like, I believe that it's a work. It's like, he's going to show up at SummerSlam and probably going to, I don't know who he's going to go against. If he go against Roman Reigns, great, or somebody else, great. But I think that title is coming off him at SummerSlam. Even if it's not him, maybe Braun Strowman will probably cash it in or something like that. But I think there's a few scenarios that they can do with this, and if they do it right.
But you know they won't.
The word on the street is it's him against Roman Reigns at SummerSlam, and Roman Reigns is supposed to take the title. That's the way it's supposed to go, and who knows? They might do exactly like they did, at the Greatest Royal Rumble and throw a curveball, but I'm pretty certain Brock Lesnar will be there.
If you guys recall
back in the day, they used to have their champion defend all the freaking time, and now they've kind of eased up on that. Because since Brock Lesnar's champion, like I said, I think it's just a contract thing where Brock Lesnar's like, okay, I need this. He lines out his contract. He lines out his stipulations. So, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, he's still the biggest draw in wrestling, and nobody can argue that, because, I mean, he's proved it with not only in the UFC, he was it was the highest-rated pay-per-view buy in history when he was the champ, and it's the same with WWE when he was the WWE champ, is same stuff. So, I mean, Brock Lesnar can do whatever he wants because people are going to watch when he shows up.
Yeah, I mean, all in all, for me, if I had to give Team Red or Team Blue, I hate to turn on my Team Red, but Team Blue had it this week.
Okay, speaking of Team Blue, Rusev defeated Xavier Woods. Jeff Hardy did have an open challenge and ended up going against Eric Young. He won by disqualification. Then it ended up turning into a six-man tag with the Usos and Jeff Hardy versus Sanity. The Usos and Jeff Hardy won. Becky Lynch went against Sonya Deville. Becky Lynch won. And Daniel Bryan went against Harper and winning by disqualification.
Yep, and James Ellsworth is supposed to face Asuka on Tuesday. That whole sort of thing with him and Paige, that was great. That was really good. I thought
that
was hilarious.
It really was. But
they played it out well.
Yeah, they really did. But they didn't have an intergender match in a while now. So
no.
What do y'all think about that? Skyler, we'll start with you.
I don't know if you guys pay attention to indie wrestling at all, but that's kind of his shtick. On the indie scene, he actually had an intergender championship belt that he would defend against women all the time. So, like, I think WWE kind of saw that as like a, hey, we can use this, and brought him back just for that. But, their promo was kind of, it didn't seem like they had much chemistry between the two of them, but the whole, him against Asuka will be kind of funny because Asuka will probably just kill him, or Carmella will come down there and cheat, and yeah. But Asuka will probably murder him for a good 5 minutes or so.
Carrie?
Yeah, I think I have to agree with Skylar. I think Asuka's going to kill him too, and I think Carmella's going to probably help him and get him out of there. Actually, the twist might be that he might actually beat her because of Carmella.
Yep,
we'll see.
That's what I'm going
with. I have to agree. I mean, if James Ellsworth helps Carmella win, maybe Carmella will help him win. I don't know. I think that's just her little puppet. She may or may not.
Right. Bob was talking about, like, because I know the last intergender match that WWE ever had was, like, with Jacqueline and Chavo. I think that was, like, in their early last decade. But I don't know why they what?
I'm actually thinking about it. It'd probably be Beth Phoenix versus Santino. I don't know if you remember when they
had their little
on and off thing, but that might be it.
Yeah, you right now, you just mentioned that. It took me a moment to think about that, and it did have like a match or whatnot. But, yeah, it's just like, will they do more of these intergender matches with using like maybe some of the cruiserweights, or will they do it with, you know, like some of the lightweights and stuff like that? Who knows?
I don't think WWE would do that. The only reason that they're doing it with Ellsworth is because they don't care about him at all. Saying cruiserweights. So the cruiserweights in the WWE's eyes are athletes. James Ellsworth is not an athlete to them. So if that makes sense at all, like they use him as you said earlier, he's kind of a puppet. So that's their eyes of seeing him. There's no way they're going to put like Cedric Alexander versus, like, that would be insane.
Yeah, I see it as what we call filler, like another Hawkins thing, except the less the 204 losses.
They could probably do that with him, just have him lose to a girl and, like, I made the girl famous or some crap like that.
I know. They have their ideas. They just choose not to use it. Or maybe they just don't have the idea and they need somebody to kick them in the butt to use it.
No, I don't think they would disrespect women that way, though. That's kind of the gist of it, is like they wouldn't make a woman wrestle a man because they know there'd be some like over the top women's rights group that would like lose it on them. So WWE wouldn't do that.
Or there could be a big lawsuit too.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know.
I don't know. I'm not saying like the women should lose or anything like that, like every match or something, but have them like win some matches. Like the same thing's going with like a bigger person versus a cruiserweight. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
No. Yeah.
Okay, we have to go back to this intergender thing because I thought the Usos and Naomi wrestled somebody and I forgot who they wrestled. I thought that was that. I guess that's not considered intergender, but I thought that happened a while back.
Yeah, they wrestled Lana, Rusev, and Aiden English. But
yeah,
when women tag in, guys
have to
be out the ring.
It's women, yeah. Okay, yeah. Never mind then.
Yeah, they do like a little thing where the women like slaps the guy or beats up on him for a little bit, but then again, the woman will tag back in or something like that. They do like scenarios like that, but not anything that I was mentioning. So we're gonna I got one news that I'm gonna talk about. Then I'm gonna pass it to Carrie to talk about what news she found. I don't know if anybody heard, but like WOW, like Women's of Wrestling. I think they do the shooting in California. Will soon will be on AXS TV. And the thing is, I didn't know that Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban owns that network that's on cable. But, of course, they show New Japan Pro Wrestling on Fridays, but they're going to show that too. So what do you guys think about them pushing a little bit more for the Women's Revolution to be with WOW? Carrie, go first.
I think it's great. I think they should really try and boost the Women's Revolution. I think there are women out there who are trying to make names for themselves. I mean, look, we have indie wrestling here, and all of you guys are, well, you know, Skylar and other indie wrestlers are trying to get noticed and try to get tryouts to make it into a professional wrestling era. So I think it's pretty great that they notice things and pay attention to that.
Oh, Skylar?
I'm just going to say it's cool.
It's cool, nothing else. Two words, that's cool.
Yeah, but I think they're going to start showing it in the fall, I believe. If not, it's going to be early next year. It's either going to be the fall or early next year. So I have to look into that and see, like, when they're actually going to start shooting it. But I'm going to pass it on to Carrie for the news that she got.
There has been a lot of news that happened this week. I don't know if you guys know, but there was a guy from Tough Enough, Matt Culp, I can't pronounce his last name, forgive me if I chop it, Capitelli, and I shouldn't chop it because I'm Italian, but Matt Capitelli dying from brain cancer, that was sad. That was really sad. He was from Tough Enough when,
I don't know if it was
when Miz was trying out too?
No, it wasn't that one. It was the recent one, the one in 2015.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. That's right.
Yeah, that was pretty sad. Yeah, they don't know what that Tough Enough was. It was the one that they filmed on USA Network. I think it was after Raw that they were showing it. And I forgot the guy's name that won it for the guys. They used him for a bit, then I guess he got caught with drugs and stuff, and they fired him.
I thought Capitelli won his season. I'm actually about to look
wait,
it
wait,
up.
Wait. You could be right. No, I'm thinking of the one that they did with – I'm thinking the other one that they did on the – I think they did that one on the network. No, you're right.
Yeah, he won 2003.
I don't know why they mentioned 2015 on there, though.
No idea.
But, carry on.
Okay. Of course, the next piece of news I have, which is I'm really excited about because I'm a really big fan, Robbie E. and Chelsea Green were at the WWE Performance Center for tryouts. Of course, I'm excited. The only downfall is I'm not excited to only see him once or twice a year. Not very excited about that, but I'm very excited he's getting an opportunity. Very, very, very excited.
Wait.
Right,
you're Robbie
E.
Robbie E. Getting
you're a Robbie E.
fan?
Center.
Oh, yes.
I know he did.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Very, very excited about this. And we all know who Chelsea Green is, right? AJ, you should know.
You might have to explain it for the people that are listening that don't know who she is.
I believe Chelsea Green's the one who wrestled in Zeal Pro Wrestling, known as Hot Mess. She's getting a tryout.
Yeah, she's also from Impact Wrestling as well.
She was called Laura Van Ness, I believe.
Yep. You're right.
Okay,
yeah.
Excited.
I know we only have 5 minutes. May I ask in the most respectful way possible?
Well, we can. Oh, hold on. Sorry to cut you off, but if we go past the 5 minutes, it's not a big deal. People are just going to have to wait until the episode is over to listen to the whole thing. So we can go past 5 minutes if we need to.
Okay. In the most respectful way possible, why exactly are you a Robbie E fan?
He's got skills. Come on now. He's a good athlete. I love his charisma, and I love his mic skills. And I think he's a really good athlete. Of course, I'm a female. I think he's hot. What can I say?
Okay, I'll go with that.
Give it that. Yes, he's one of my favorite hotties besides my other number one, The Miz.
Okay.
Something about the heel personality, I suppose.
Oh, I've only liked him as a baby face. Well, it was sort of a baby face, but yeah, I've never heard anyone say that he's one of their favorites, so that kind of blindsides. I've wrestled on shows with him and like sat down and talked to him. I've never heard anyone say that before.
Yeah. Yep. I got nothing else on that, but yeah, I'm very excited for the whole Robbie E. Chelsea Green thing.
But how do you think that he would do, though?
I was thinking about this when I saw the notice. I'm thinking that if he does get a contract, they could put him on SmackDown. And since he's kind of confident and cocky in a sort of way, try him, like when Miz is doing his Miz TV, have him come out and, like, have a one-on-one thing with him. I think that would go really, really well. That's just my opinion, though. But I think that would work. Because they're both entertaining, they're both cocky, they're both confident. I think they would collide really well and give, like, whoa. For me, I personally think so, because, you know, I'm a fan of both of them. But you guys can tell me your opinion on it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get to mine, but, like, I think that's cool for him to get that opportunity, and for a hot mess as well, like, good opportunity for her, especially with her, what she did recently at the Zelda Pro Wrestling Show in this past April, and I hope they do get hired by them. I hope they do work with WWE, but you know, normally they're probably gonna start at NXT if they do.
Right.
But
right.
It would be interesting to see like who would they go against though too, like
exactly
like Robbie E, Aleister Black, or Robbie E versus I would say all of us, but I forgot he's on SmackDown right now, so.
Yeah, it would be really hard to say who he would go against NXT. Maybe Johnny Gargano, or how do you say his name? I don't watch NXT as much as I should.
Yeah, no, Nope. Now I got to step in. He is not good enough to wrestle Johnny Gargano. That Johnny Gargano is like, I was actually just talking about this with my wife today, because I went back and watched a match with him and Pete Dunne. He's a guy that's so good, but he's just not big enough. Like, there's no way for him to wrestle against a guy like Roman Reigns or Bobby Lashley or stuff like that, where if he did get to the main roster, they would probably put him in the cruiserweight. But, like, having him in NXT, he's the perfect NXT guy. And, Robbie would not be able to keep up with Johnny Gargano.
Wait, how much does he weigh? I think he's like bigger.
He's a cruiserweight. No.
So he is under the 225-pound limit, right?
Cruiserweight,
I don't know that many facts.
Cruiserweight is 205 and under.
Oh, 205, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, but he's probably about 205. In TNA, he was an X Division champ, so he's basically a lightweight.
But then again, you know, with the X Division, could be heavyweights too. So.
No, I know, but at the time that he was the X Division champ, it was all about lightweights. They kind of changed it like that for a while now, where it's
okay,
not big guys anymore.
Yep. So the poundage is 201.
Yep. Told you.
Oh wow! I thought it was bigger than that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I would have guessed at least in the 215 range.
No, he's
right.
Really little, and he wrestles like a heavyweight, which is why, and I don't mean that in a mean way. He just wouldn't keep up with Johnny Gargano because he doesn't wrestle a lightweight style for being such a little dude.
Yeah, that is true. I just never knew that he was, you know, like that left.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's probably like 5'10 at the most. He's probably
5'11.
Like my height. Yeah, there
5'11.
We go. 5'11. Yep, I'm 5'10 and a half. And yeah, we were eye to eye when we were talking. So yeah, that makes sense.
God, just how some people just look. It's just like I've seen the guy wrestle in person from time to time, but I'm just still stunned that he just weighs only 201.
Yeah, it's because of the way he wrestles. It's the way he wrestles that makes him look bigger. He doesn't do any high flying or anything like that, so like him against another lightweight guys don't have as much muscle mass as he does, so he kind of makes them look little.
But then again, Tony Nese is a cruiserweight too, but then again, like, how big he is, but he does some high flying too, so that could be another scenario we can use.
But he's only like 5'5", though. And Tony Nese wasn't always that big. So, like, Robbie E has always kind of looked the same for most of his time in TNA. Like, Tony Nese was actually a lot smaller, so he went from high-flying, gained muscle mass, and still just did the same stuff he was doing.
Unbelievable. Well, this is just kind of new to me, so.
You didn't see that
news?
Oh, my God. But, yeah, there's more news. Do you want to talk? The next ones are kind of quick, so I don't know if you want me to go into that or not.
Like I said, if people want to listen to the rest of it, they just got to listen to it after it's all over. So go right ahead.
Okay. I'm going to call this the fun tweet of the week. Mustafa Ali, 205 Lives. Mustafa Ali tweeted a tweet. It says, "Sometimes to beat a monster, you have to become one." Well, Braun Strowman saw this tweet, and he made a response. His response was, "There's only one monster in WWE. Don't get eaten by him." I thought that was funny. Maybe corny, but funny.
From Mustafa.
Yeah,
maybe
Mustafa Ali
from Mustafa.
Tweeted, "Sometimes to beat a monster, you have to become one." And then Braun responded, "There's only one monster in WWE. Don't get eaten by him."
I'm thinking Mustafa Ali must be feuding with somebody on 205 Live. That's what I get from not watching much of that. Need to go back to that. But let's get to some of my point of views of the week before we end the show. So, Skylar, what is my point of view of the week?
I've been waiting for this. So, you know how we talked about Vader last week, right? Vader did not get a video package, just like I thought he wouldn't. Do you know why?
Oh, he didn't?
I thought
he did
because it said WWE did a video on him.
They did on WWE.com. They did on WWE.com, but they did not do it on Raw or SmackDown. They gave him a picture, and that was it.
Right. Oh, yeah, they did. They get okay. I saw that.
Yeah. Vince McMahon did not want him to have one, which is exactly what I was telling you guys last week, that he, I don't know what it was, but him and Vince McMahon did not see eye to eye, which I kind of know what it was, but in my eyes, I feel like that was really just bogus, and they probably shouldn't have done that. Like,
no,
that,
well, yeah.
That
what
do
you think is the reason? What is the reason you think they didn't go eye to eye? Because you might have a different reason than what I heard about.
Oh yeah, from just his time in WWE, he went out on a sour note. The whole crew just like he. Not that he hated WWE or anything, but they kind of buried him to the point where he wasn't Vader anymore. He was kind of a sideshow kind of freak guy. Like, having him team with Mankind and, like, feud with Goldust and stuff like that, that's not who Vader is. And he didn't really like that. Like, I've actually heard him say this from his own mouth, that he didn't really like the way that WWE treated his character of being Vader. And, like, on his way out, he didn't go out in a happy way. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I do believe that. But I thought it kind of started with the WWE Championship match at SummerSlam with, I guess some people, including myself, thought that he was booked to win, but it's like, that was like one of the biggest controversial matches that they had around that time with him and Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been hearing is also that I guess like Shawn Michaels was going to do like an elbow drop. I don't know if somebody from us that probably mentioned this, but I'm just remember hearing it that I think Shawn Michaels like tried to give him an elbow, but Vader was supposed to move, but he didn't. And I think, like, Shawn Michaels was cussing him out or whatever.
Yeah,
and
Shawn Michaels cussed him out.
Yeah, and just went off on him.
Basically, the way that I've heard Vader tell the story is I don't know if he was supposed to win the title or anything like that, but The WWE, and I've heard this from multiple people as well, but the WWE at that time was run, yeah, it was owned by Vince McMahon and whatever, but it was run by Shawn Michaels. Like, Shawn Michaels had the say-so to do whatever he wanted, which, if you remember back to that time, Shawn Michaels was the champ, like, all the time. Or if he wasn't the champ, he was in the main event. And like, that was one of those times where he kind of used his power to make a guy like Vader look stupid. And, like, again, Vader's one of the greatest big men of all time. He was a monster in Japan. He was a monster in WCW. And then you have him come in to wrestle, as we were just saying before, Shawn Michaels is a lightweight. Vader's 450 pounds, clearly twice the size of Shawn Michaels. And Shawn Michaels is just killing him. That was, like, one of the worst matches I've probably ever seen Shawn Michaels have.
Well, they treated Shawn Michaels like an icon, too, though.
Right.
They really
did.
And they still do. And they still do.
But he was an icon before he was an icon. Like, he had just won the title for the first time then. And, like, that was before him headlining, like, multiple WrestleManias and everything. Like, now he's a legend. Don't even, like, that guy is the man. Like, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. But even in that time, Shawn Michaels will even tell you that, like, he wasn't in a good place, like, at all. Like, with drugs and, you know, his other demons and stuff like that. Like, Shawn Michaels wasn't in a good place. And he was just trying to keep his spot. He was trying to keep his spot.
Yeah, I did mention the pose for Playgirl, so.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I didn't see it. I just, like, heard about it. But, Carrie, what is your point of view of the week?
Well, I think my point of view is plain and simple, because throughout the show we were just talking about everything and everything that WWE has been doing. I mean, I can preach and preach and preach, and we can all preach, but my preaching is stop doing filler matches. We do not want to see them. Especially, like, if you're a fan and you go into the arena and you're paying to see a good live show, and all of a sudden you see a match that's, like, 2 or 3 minutes. Like, you know, when Braun Strowman wrestles, boom, bam, bing, done. Like, we want to see wrestling action. We don't want to see boom, bam, bing, done. That's my point of view for the week.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, we were talking about that. They should have do something like first-time-ever matches with some people, or bring some people up from NXT and just use them or something like that.
I know. We don't want to see Curt Hawkins lose his 315th match, you know? Come on.
Right.
There's other people that deserve to be out there and probably have more talent than any other jobber that's backstage.
Yeah,
even
that
Skylar
is true.
I could go out there and beat some ass and we'd probably enjoy it.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Seriously, he could probably beat Curt Hawkins and we'd probably enjoy it. Like, you know, it's like, come on. We need
okay,
some new
my point of
people.
View. Yeah, that's true. My point of view of the week is August 26th of this year. And I know why some of y'all just thinking like, August 26th, what's that? Wherever you're a basketball fan or a wrestling fan or anything like that, August 26th will be one of the biggest days that's going to happen in the city of Milwaukee, because you get to tour around the new arena that day.
Ooh.
So, yeah, so you get to see, like, what they made and what they did inside there. Like, today I took pictures of it outside and stuff like that, which hopefully I get to put up, that I'm going to put up on my page or whatever sometime this week, and did a little bit of video on it too. So
I see
August
how the inside looks, but we kind of like, do you know, so for all the fans who don't know, especially me, I don't know, when are they going to do this little tour thing? Besides
August
26th, what time? No time schedule?
There was no timetable yet, but they said that's when the new arena is going to open, and they're going to do, like, tours for everybody to look down there. Although they're having the Milwaukee Bucks block party that day, but they're also, like, having people who want to see, like, the inside of it, they can see the inside of it.
Oh, I might have something to do.
Like, you can see the locker rooms, like, the stuff they made in there. They made, like, a whole bunch of, like, little bars and stuff in there. Just a lot of stuff. And plus a lot of stuff they've done on the outside of it, too, that wasn't on the printing of the new arena, like, the drawing of it. They just added, like, a lot of stuff on there. Like I said, whenever I get the chance this week, I'll post it up on my page.
Well, hopefully when, speaking of their arena, when WWE does, for all the fans who don't know, WWE is possibly coming to Milwaukee November 26th for a Monday Night Raw. And if they do, I hope they start it off with a bang to do a VIP experience, because, yes, I am doing that. That'll be my fifth one.
Y'all be paying a lot for them VIPs, don't y'all?
That's not cheap. No, it's not cheap. Normal VIPs run $600 apiece.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It just be, like, lucky on who they're going to, who you get to meet.
They don't tell you,
too.
Unfortunately. They don't tell you who you meet.
Right,
they
so
just do random people.
So it could be like somebody you already met and you just meet them again.
Yep. Yep. Could be Kurt Hawkins for all you know.
I haven't met him, so that'd be a good thing for me.
I did. He was at House of Hardcore.
That's right. He was there.
Yeah.
Right, he was there.
I forgot, I met him. Yep.
Right. Okay. Before we leave, anything local going on this coming week, Skylar?
So let's see. Let me pull up my calendar. I am in West Bend. I think it's West Bend on Saturday for Frozen Tundra Wrestling, and I'm doing MIAW on July 4th. I think that's South.
Oh, they got a show going on.
Yep, they Quota's Main Event Pro Wrestling. MEPW also has a main a show going on in Hartford, I believe.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm not affiliated with them anymore, so I can't say much about what they're doing.
Yeah, I think I already know, but I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, Skylar, you're going to have to message me and tell me what happened.
I won't get into details because I don't like to slander anyone, but I just don't work there anymore.
Yeah, just let her know what's going on, then just go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Although we were on here for like an extra 17 minutes, so we're going to end it from here. Join us next week. More wrestling to talk about and all that good stuff. From Carrie and Skylar, this is our trail. Check out the other shows that's coming up this week with Hazel Runs Her Mouth on Wednesday and my show on Thursday. And this again next Sunday. So you guys have a good night and hear from you next week, or you get to hear from me Thursday. So good night,
peace,
everybody.
Love and chicken grease.
Peace.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.